From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian civil servants should stay neutral during 2024 elections. Indonesia ready to promote local products during U17 World Cup. Now the news in detail. Director General of Regional Autonomy at the Indonesian Home Affairs Ministry, Akmal Malik, called on civil servants and contract-based government employees to maintain their neutral stance during the 2024 general elections. Malik made the call in Pangkal Pinang City, Bangka Belitung Island Province on Saturday. Meanwhile, acting governor of Bangka Belitung Island Province, Suganda Pandapotan Pasaribu, had earlier issued a circular letter on May 17, 2023, concerning the assurance of neutrality of civil servants and contract-based employees within the provincial government. The Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment is ready to promote local products during the U17 World Cup in Indonesia from November the 10th to December the 2nd. Deputy of Tourism and Creative Economy at the Ministry, Odo Mahnuhutu, stated on Saturday that one of the strategies involves using and promoting domestic T-shirt products, souvenirs, and other local products primarily produced by micro, small, and medium enterprises. To boost the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises, the Ministry cooperates with all parties wherein the government distributes funds to them. The FIFA Council had earlier appointed Indonesia as host of the U17 World Cup. The International Football Organization is planning to hold the event from November the 10th to December 2nd. Some 26 million micro, small, and medium enterprises have so far adopted the Quick Response Code Indonesian Standards, or QRIS, as a payment method, according to Bank Indonesia. The central bank is targeting to raise the number of QRIS users to 45 million this year. Bank Indonesia's Deputy Governor Doni Prumanto Juwono made the statement after opening the Rupiah Borobudur Play-On Run for Charity event, which was organized as part of the 2023 Angkringan Digital event held on July the 7th and 8th at the Borobudur Temple Complex, Magelang, Central Jawa. According to him, Bank Indonesia continued to make efforts to get more micro, small, and medium enterprises to utilize QRIS as a campaign to promote non-cash payment systems, especially among those in the tourism sector. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Saturday urged closer communication between China and the United States to improve economic decision-making and challenge China to join global initiatives to help poorer nations address climate change. Yellen told China's Vice Premier He Lifeng at the start of a meeting that rocked high U.S.-China trade last year showed there was ample room to engage in trade and investment, and it was critical to focus on areas of common interest and address disagreements through dialogue. Yellen's visit through Sunday is Washington's latest attempt to repair ties between the world's two biggest economies, battered over issues from Taiwan to technology that have drawn their allies into their rivalry, having an impact on companies and trade ties. Israel's anti-government protest movement gained a new momentum on Saturday night as tens of thousands of people spilled into the streets of cities across the country to oppose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's contentious plan to overhaul the country's judicial system. The grassroots movement has staged protests for over 6 months since Netanyahu's government unveiled the overhaul plan, but in recent weeks, the protests had shown signs of weakening. Plans by the government to push forward with the overhaul next week in parliament, coupled with firing of Tel Aviv's police chief, who was accused of being too sympathetic to the protesters, appeared to breathe new life into Saturday's demonstrations. Some 150,000 people thronged central Tel Aviv with large rallies in Jerusalem and other major cities. Hundreds of people marched in South Korea's capital on Saturday, demanding Japan scrap its plans to release treated wastewater from the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant, as the head of the UN nuclear agency met with senior officials to discuss public concerns over food safety. The protest came a day after South Korea's government formally endorsed the safety of the Japanese plants, saying that the contamination levels of water pumped out from the plant would be within acceptable standards and would not meaningfully affect South Korean's seas as long as the plant's treatment system worked as designed. The announcement aligned with the views of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which green-lighted the Japanese discharge plans this week, saying the treated wastewater would meet international safety standards and pose negligible environment health impacts. Last item. Paraguay's president-elect Santiago Pena said on Sunday he will visit Taiwan this week and meet President Tsai Ing-wen, shoring up a relationship at a time China is working to entice the island's dwindling allies. Paraguay is the last South American country with former relations with Taiwan. The island, claimed by China as its own, has lost support from other Latin American nations in recent years, including Honduras, which this year ended decades of ties in favor of Beijing. Pena had pledged during the election campaign to maintain his country's friendship with Taiwan, despite pressure from the local agricultural sector, which wants to open up lucrative China's market to soybeans and beef. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo visits Australia to enhance economic cooperation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attended the Indonesia-Australia annual leaders meeting at the Taronga Center, Sydney, on Tuesday, July the 4th, in a joint press statement with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. After the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that the development of cooperation between Indonesia and Australia had progressed well. According to him, since last year's annual leaders meeting in Bogor, West Java, Indonesia, there have been many positive developments in the Indonesia-Australia cooperative relationship. On that occasion, the president said there were a number of priority things that had to be done by the two countries.
Yang pertama, Indonesia dan Australia harus membangun kerjasama ekonomi.
Indonesia and Australia must build more substantive and strategic economic cooperation through the joint development of electric vehicle battery production. The second is related to trade. Since the entry into force of the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or Indonesia-Australia CEPA, the volume of trade has increased by 90% and will continue to be optimized through mutual recognition agreements for fishery products, fruit quarantine and inspection, as well as capacity building for micro, small and medium enterprises. The third is related to reducing carbon emissions. We focus on encouraging the implementation of cooperation and development of carbon capture and storage, as well as the green energy orientation smelters in Indonesia. The fourth is related to the construction of Indonesian new capital, Nusantara. Indonesia encourages the Australian private sector and Australian National Capital Authority to cooperate with the Nusantara Authority. Regarding regional and global issues, I convey that the position of Indonesia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is very clear that they want innovation to become a peaceful and stable region that promote concrete collaboration and cooperation. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation for Australia's support for Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN and invited Australia to strengthen partnerships in the South Pacific through trilateral cooperation and participate in the Asian Indo-Pacific Forum. Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the relationship between Indonesia and Australia continues to improve as partners in various fields. He also assessed that Indonesia's security and stability conditions had a positive impact on the Indo-Pacific region.
Today, our relationship shifts up another gear. Our countries continue to choose to draw closer together as economic partners, as security partners, and as partners in the global transition to net zero.
Apart from attending the annual leaders' meeting during a state visit to Australia, President Joko Widodo also met up with a number of CEOs of Australian companies, Australian Governor General David Hurley, and Australian opposition leader Peter Dutton. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with July the 9th, 1968, the Indonesian Amateur Radio Organization founded. The Indonesian Amateur Radio Organization, abbreviated in Indonesian as ORARI, is the only forum for amateur radio in Indonesia. This organization was officially established on July the 9th, 1968. Until 2022, ORARI already has 34 regional RORARI at the provincial level and 367 local ORARI at the district and city levels spread throughout Indonesia. ORARI is part of the International Amateur Radio Union. Turning to July the 9, 2002, the African Union founded. The African Union is a union of 54 African countries. The African Union was first announced in the Sirte Declaration, Libya, on September the 9, 1999. The organization was actually founded on May 26, 2001 in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, but officially launched on July 9, 2002 in Durban, South Africa. It was formed as a successor to the Organization of African Unity. Its most important decisions are made by the Assembly of the African Union at the semi-annual meeting of the heads of state and government of its member countries. The African Union Secretariat, African Union Commission, is headquartered in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Today in history ends with July the 9th, 2014, the Indonesian president election. The 2014 general election of president and vice presidents of the Republic of Indonesia was held on July the 9th, 2014, to elect the President and Vice President of Indonesia for the 2014 to 2019 term. This election is the third direct presidential election in Indonesia. Incumbent President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono was unable to seek re-election in these elections as prevented by laws prohibiting a third term for a president. The 2014 presidential election was attended by two pairs of candidates for president and vice president, namely Prabowo Subianto, who was paired with Hatta Rajasa, and Joko Widodo, who was paired with Yusuf Kalla. The Joko Widodo-Yusuf Kalla pair won the election by gaining 53.15% of the vote. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from P. Jamin in France. He sent a letter to the French section, which enclosed a brochure and also a postcard. Hello, Mr. Jame. Thank you for your letter on our broadcast. We're really glad because you're very active to send letters or emails to our broadcast. Once again, thank you for your attention. As appreciation, Mr. Jame, here is a beautiful song special for you.
We'll be right back. menyentuh jiwaku, hapuskan semua gelisah. Duhai cintaku, duhai pujaanku, datang padaku, dekat di sampingku. Ku ingin hidupku selalu dalam pelukmu. Tenang saja, aku menantikan. Tenang saja, aku mendambanya. Tenang saja, aku merindunya. Karena dia, karena dia begitu indah.
Duhai cintaku, pujaan hatiku, peluk diriku, dekatlah jiwa.
You're still tuning in to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz and also through website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on gymnastics to be compulsory in schools. As one of the mothers of sports, gymnastics will strengthen its existence in society, especially at the early age level, starting from the elementary school level. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo, accompanied by the Deputy Mayor of Tangerang, Syahrudin, when reviewing the second Indonesia Open Gymnastic Championship 2023 in Tangerang City Thursday night, said gymnastics is already in the curriculum, so it just needs to be strengthened in schools. According to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, strengthening sports at an early age through gymnastics is in accordance with the President Joko Widodo wants and directs. Gymnastics, he said, is a sport that forms the foundation and character of the younger generation. For this reason, the Minister of Youth and Sports is pushing for gymnastics to become a mandatory sport at all levels of education. According to him, currently, the mandatory gymnastic process at all schools level is in the finalization stage, and it is hoped that it can be carried out by the end of this year. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo appreciated the executive board of the Indonesian Gymnastics Association, who moved quickly and consistently held various early age championships, such as the Indonesian Open. This step is a real means of recruiting outstanding athletes. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from George Garcia Rangel in Costa Rica. He was listening to English programs through a frequency of 3325 kHz on July 5, 2023 at 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. UTC. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your reception report on our broadcast. As your request, I will send a QSL card as soon as possible. Please be patient. So, Mr. Rangel, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and don't forget to send your reception report. Tell us what your favorite segment of English program. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy.
I need your voice before bay. I miss all of the sweet things you say. Your pretty boy face stuck in my head. You feel new. Wishing you would come around. I know how you like how that sounds. Cause I just can't believe it. You make me feel I'm needed. Pick up your phone. I know you're online. I can't resist myself.
Did you really mean it?
Yeah.
The last time we met in my place and you fell asleep
like a baby, but you don't mind.
But I don't care.
Although you drive me crazy, I never feel lonely, 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 lonely.
Yeah, I know I was online, but I changed my number.
Cause I saw in my timeline and thought you were fine without me, got another.
I'm that quality guy you've been looking to find. If you need me so much, I'll be there.
Let's pick up your phone.
Sure.
We can love. Well, you know my number.
+62.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pick up your phone. I know you're online. I can resist myself from calling you up tonight. Calling me darling. Calling me baby.
I know you're online.
Well, I'll pick up my phone. You know I'm online.
Pick up your phone.
I'll pick up your phone. Please, yeah, please, yeah.
Pick up your phone.
Please, yeah, yeah.
Pick up your phone.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequencies of 4750 and 3325 kHz website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Kerajaan dan Waterfall in Madiun. Madiun is the fourth largest city after Surabaya, Malang, and Kediri in East Java province. It is located approximately 150 kilometers to the west of the provincial capital, Surabaya. There are many tourist attractions here, one of which is the Krecean Den Waterfall, which is located in Gilingan Hamlet, Madiun district. It is only 20 minutes from downtown Madiun. Krecean Den Waterfall has a height of approximately 20 meters. Although it is classified as a waterfall that is not too high, the surrounding natural charm is very beautiful and the water is naturally clean. The air around the waterfall is very fresh, supported by dense trees and steep cliffs that add to the beauty of the scenery there. The water that flows swiftly looks clear, surrounded by rocks that add to its beauty. To get to the Krecean Den Waterfall, visitors can use private vehicles or public transportation. If you take public transportation, such as a bus, you can stop at Kepel Village and after that continue on to Gilingan Village. To get to the point of the Krecean Den Waterfall, you still have to walk for about 15 minutes with a fairly challenging journey. But along the trip, you will be treated to beautiful natural scenery to replace fatigue while walking. Before traveling to Krecean Den Waterfall, which is open every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Western Indonesia time, you should prepare your own supply, such as drinking water, a change of clothes, and other things needed for your vacation fun. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is back and extended until September 27, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words phone Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, also Instagram at voi_official. Let's participate in The Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows? You become one of the winners.
Kasih jangan buatku berharap pada cinta yang tak pasti. Bila kau belum bisa berjanji bahwa kita akan bersama, kasih jangan lagi kau hantui malam-malamku yang tenang. Satu sapa darimu kan buat hati ini berantakan.
bila engkau coba jadi diriku sehari, nanti juga kau pun mengerti rasanya lelah dipaksa hati. Harus ingat dirimu lagi, oh, belum sembuh luka di hati. Kau sakiti aku lagi bila engkau terus muncul di jam yang rawan. Kasih sialnya kau memahami, sulit hatiku melawan. Oh, satu sapa darimu kan buat hati ini berantakan. Bila engkau coba jadi diriku sehari, nanti juga kau pun mengerti rasanya lelah dipaksa hati. Harus ingat dirimu lagi, oh, belum sembuh luka di hati. Kau sakiti aku lagi bila engkau terus muncul di jam yang rawan.
Engkau terus muncul di jam rawan.
For still joining us, the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, we have a special program called Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Sanur Village Festival 2023. Various interesting festivals are held in Indonesia in July. One of them, the 16th Sanur Village Festival 2023 from July the 19th until 23rd. This activity raised the theme Amerta Sagara as one of the efforts to campaign for marine preservation to the public. Chairman of the Sanur Development Foundation, Ida Bagus Gede Siddhartha Putra, explain, referring to the Adiparwa book, Sagara means the sea and Amerta is the source of life. So the theme of the 2023 Sanur Village Festival illustrates that protecting the sea or sea is an effort to protect all life on earth. The Amerta Sagara theme seeks to campaign for the importance of conserving the sea in a sustainable manner, which is manifested through various program activities, through action and art. Gede Siddhartha Putra explained that people and governments around the world should pay special attention to caring for the sea because the sea connects the whole world. During the festival, visitors will be treated to a variety of music and dance entertainment, as well as local, Indonesian, and international culinary delights. In addition, it also presents various products from micro, small, and medium enterprises, as well as creative and lifestyle products. The natural potential on the Sanur coast, along with the characteristics of the local community, who are energetic, dynamic, creative, and adaptive, will also be presented in a festival package that has become part of village life. For this reason, a number of preparations have been made to ensure the comfort of visitors. That was miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back this year. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the
kisah kita.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from Slang. Slang is an Indonesian legendary band that was formed by Bim Bim on December 26, 1983, and they are now back to the Indonesian music industry. Amid of busy tour and concert, Slang came up with their latest work by covering Hari Sabar's song entitled Catatan Si Boy. The song, which was a hit at that time, was previously popularized by Ikang Fauzi in 90s. Slang's version of Catatan Si Boy will also be the original soundtrack for the new Catatan Si Boy movie. As the opening of the series of original soundtracks for this film, the song Catatan Si Boy has quite strong memories of the movie. The song is known as a representation for boy because it tells about the figure and character of the boy. In the song, Slang gives a touch of rock to give a new color but still keeps the characteristics of the original song. Well, listener, here is Catatan Si Boy by Slang. Enjoy!
Siapa tak kenal dia? Boyan
Voice of Indonesia.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa. Atau kau inginkan yang baru, sungguh menyayangimu. Aku ingin dirimu yang menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our email voi@voinews.id, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram @voi_official, Twitter @voiindonesia, and subscribe to our YouTube channel voiofficial and TikTok account @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. I thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.